Ag Literacy 101. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
I think it's important to educate the youth as much as possible about the agriculture industry as they are future consumers.
This week is Ag Literacy Week across Tennessee as folks involved in the industry look to spread the good news about our most important industry, agriculture. Eagleville Senior FFA member Haley Ferguson and her FFA chapter members have historically been taking time out this week to read accurate ag books to elementary kids at school. But because of the pandemic, they had to come up with another plan, and they ended up with a substantial grant from Tractor Supply.
This spring, my mom and I were looking for new things to do while we were quarantined, and we saw this opportunity that Tractor Supply had. The grant for growing ag education would be a great opportunity to expand this agriculture literacy project. And so we filled out paperwork, and later on in the year, we found out that my FFA chapter would receive $1,000 to go towards our agriculture literacy project.
Haley Ferguson says the Ag Literacy Project will go a long way to helping educate the youth at Eagleville. Even though it's a rural part of Rutherford County, there's still a lot of kids that are not connected to the farm or agriculture as she has been, and she hopes the students and teachers there can benefit and learn more about this amazing industry.
We purchased those books that we can actually give to the teachers so they can have access to these appropriate agriculture books at all times throughout the year. And we are also hoping that we can purchase curriculum for them that focuses around science and agriculture, so that way we can inform these children more about what goes into the process of putting food on the table for them.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.